Welcome to the Empowered Edupreneur Podcast. My name is Michelle Smith and I'm an ex-teacher turned online business coach for edupreneurs, the owner of DigiTeach and a six-figure entrepreneur. I am in love with empowering educators just like you to create freedom-filled online businesses and lives they love. If you are looking to up-level your skills, your finances, your mindset, and change the trajectory of your life as an educator in business, then you are in the right place. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of business and mindset development to help unlock the infinite potential within you to play bigger with your life and go after your dreams. We are going to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today. Now let's dive in. Today is going to be a very cool conversation. These are my favorite calls. I get to invite some of my DBA students to have a conversation about their journey in their business. And it's super inspiring. It's super cool. Most of them are teachers. And today we are chatting to the amazing Preeti. I think she joined DBA, I can't really remember. It was like a year ago or so. But Preeti has just flourished and just done so amazingly. It's really inspiring. And yeah, she is an English empowerment coach and she helps women, I think it's in women in corporate specifically, to, you know, empower themselves with speaking English, fluency, confidence, all of that good stuff. Really, really helping women step into their power in that kind of setting and find their voice, which is so, so amazing. So yeah, this is how it's going to go. We're going to just chat about her journey, and she's also here to answer questions from you guys. So if you have questions regarding what does it look like, the business thing, anything, right? We're here to answer the questions. So feel free to drop the questions in the Q&A tab below and just pop the questions there as they come up so you don't forget about them. And then at the end, we'll answer your questions and it'll be awesome, you know? So who have we got here? Say hello in the comments. Don't hide. Say hello. Let's see who we're chatting to here. Hello, Melina. Yay, Melina's joined us in DBA, which is so exciting. Hello, Ramesa from Seattle. Oh, wow. You worked all night. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Hello, Alicia and Jessica. Yay. And Clarissa. We've got people still tuning in. Hello, Anne. Yay, also another DBA student. Welcome to the family. Please say hello in the comments. And if you have any questions for Preeti, please drop it in the Q&A, because she has been walking a journey, guys. She's walking the journey. She's walked it. She's in it. Hello, Essie. And she has some golden, delicious stuff to share, just from her own story, from her own personal experience. Hello, Valerie. Okay, so Preeti, thank you so much for making time and being here and doing this. It's so good to be chatting to you. I think let's start with what you were doing a couple of years ago or a year ago before you started with DBA. Like, what was your job, blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I just want to say thank you, Michelle, for inviting me to this space. I'm really excited to share my story with you guys and to help you guys as well. Because like Michelle said, it's been one hell of an adventure. So a couple of years ago, and this was during lockdown, I was working 11 hours back to back nonstop as an online business English coach for a company in Italy. And I didn't have any time for myself. I didn't have any time to even think about starting up a business. I was constantly working, sleeping and working. That was pretty much my life. And I used to live in Italy for 5 years. Because of the lockdown, I went back to London and I was working from my childhood bedroom and sleeping in the same space. So 2 years ago, my life was pretty stressful, working back to back, and it took a toll on my mental health as well, and actually on my physical health. And thank God I saw Michelle's ad on Facebook and I was just pulled to join the free training. And it was the first time that I decided to make an investment online. And it's been an investment that hasn't been game changing. It's been life changing. Honestly, it's changed my life.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing to hear. Wow. I didn't realize how intense it was for you at that time. I didn't realize that that's how much you were working. I knew you were working as a business English coach, and I knew you were a lot. And now I think it's been 1 or 2 years, something like that, maybe 1.5 years. Where are you talking to us from?
So I'm talking to you guys from the Amalfi Coast. I'm still wearing my bikini because I've just stepped off the beach and into this call. So my life has completely changed, guys. So going from working 11 hours back to back in my little childhood bedroom in London, I've now been in the Amalfi Coast for five weeks, where I've been working only probably 2 or 3 hours every day. And then after lunch, I just head to the sea, jump into the sea and swim around like a mermaid and drink Aperol Spritz with my friends and jump from the beach.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I was able to create that lifestyle because of your first module, which works on the mindset, and it talks about your perfect day and the life that you want to desire. And I remember writing down exactly what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And it was this, and I'm manifesting it. It's happening. And it's been amazing. It is amazing. It is amazing.
Yeah. And even before this, you were in Istanbul for a while.
Yeah, I was in Istanbul for a month, just working out of a flat and just traveling around and connecting with local people and connecting with a lot of women. So my niche basically focuses on professional women who speak English as a second language. I'm actually meeting a lot of my potential clients whilst I'm traveling. And we're connecting on social media, and some of them have actually become my clients. So traveling is actually really good for my business. And it's no longer a business, by the way. It's turned into a spiritual movement.
I get that sense when I see how you've evolved and what this has become for you. Like, yeah. I really get the sense that you're taking it like you are. It's like you're shifting these women's lives in some way. You really are equipping them with just that confidence for them to be able to thrive, and in different areas, even just them going traveling and feeling that confidence. I mean, it goes far deeper than just teaching English. It's like ripple effect changing these women's lives. And it's amazing because you've always had that vision of empowering women.
Yes.
And you're doing that now.
Yeah. And like you said, it's not even about English. I'm using English as a medium to empower these women to change their lives. And the only reason I'm able to do this, and I mean, I keep saying that it's because of DBA, because DBA has changed my life. And because I feel more empowered and equipped with the right tools, I now use that in my coaching to empower other women, because I think DBA has given me a voice and it's given me a platform. And I'm able to now share that with others.
Sure. I've just seen you grow so much. If you think about how it was when you started.
Yes.
And like where you are now, hey? I mean, it's just crazy. Just even your confidence in what you do. It's so insane.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to say a bad word, but I was really fucking scared at the beginning. When I made that investment, I was like, holy guacamole. I knew it was the right thing to do in my gut, but I'm like, can I really do this? And I've taken my time. I've taken my time because I had to do a lot of work on my mindset, a lot of work on myself, because I realized DBA gives you all the tools. It gives you all the strategies. But there's this part which focuses on energy, mindset, and even spirituality. So until I didn't do the work on myself, the inner work, I couldn't move forward with my business.
Yes.
And because of that, I think my confidence has increased over time. And I'm at the stage where I'm ready now to launch my course in September, which I'm really excited about.
I have been seeing that. I have been seeing you dropping some little breadcrumbs along the way, like foreshadowing and stuff. This is great. This is so cool.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's happening. And are you currently, have you just been sort of one-on-one client coaching dynamic for this period of time? And now you're going to sort of give them a course program to run through with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been doing one-on-one coaching. I've also been doing group coaching with some clients. And I've diversified my offers in different areas, offering some of Voxer coaching. So just coaching by voice messaging without physically being present and teaching.
Yes, huge. And very helpful for people, hey?
Super helpful, because they don't have to sit in front of a computer for 1 hour a week and be present. They can be having coaching from the beach, from the mountains, wherever they are in the world.
Yeah, and also with pronunciation and things like that, you can still, it's them speaking and practicing with you. It's like having a little buddy to communicate with, who you feel safe with as well. Otherwise, you don't practice, you wouldn't be speaking as much, I imagine.
Absolutely. I'm their coach in their back pocket, and I'm just helping them with their pronunciation, correcting errors, giving them vocabulary upgrades. And most importantly, just giving them confidence boost.
That is so huge, right? Because I feel confidence is one of those things that changes the game. As soon as you build confidence in yourself, you become pretty much more unstoppable in all areas. Obviously, with language, you can finally speak without that terrible fear consuming you. I would know as an expat in the Netherlands. But yeah, that confidence is important, and it does take time to cultivate. But if you don't, the thing is, like with you, you started DBA and you did it in your own time. It wasn't like you had to finish in this specific time and that was that. And the reality is when it comes to business, it's not, you can't put a timeline on things. You can't put a timeline on it, and it's not a linear journey, obviously. It's a bit more like that. And it takes time to cultivate the belief and confidence in yourself to really tune into what it is you want to do. But the only way you can get there is through giving yourself a chance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I never really put a timeline on when I wanted to launch, because when I came out of the 11-hour working period into DBA, I had to do a lot of healing on myself, because physically I was actually quite ill. I've grown up with like chronic dermatitis and allergies, so I needed time just to work on myself. And I did DBA every day, a little bit by bit, and I actually took my time for myself and for my business, because if I'm not in the right space, then nor is my business. And
now
I'm not working for the business is working for me. And that's really important. You're not a slave to your business. You've got to find an energetic match where both work in synchronicity and harmony. And I think that's happening now, which is really exciting.
Yeah, everything's starting to align. You've got, it's sinking. And I can see that happening. It seems you're able to do things with such ease. And you're just enjoying the process, enjoying the journey. And the inner work is a really important thing to take note. There's only so much strategy someone can give to you to say, do this, do this, do this. But what happens is you come up against your own resistance the entire time. And at the end of the day, it's the actual inner work, and it's the mindset, and it's the internal, it's the even energy work. All of that shifts you internally so that you can take the action and do the thing in your business, so that fear doesn't completely crush you, that you can rise above it. I guess I often think that sometimes to get to this point of taking the leap and doing this, sometimes you have to hit such a rock bottom.
Oh, yes.
Don't you feel like that sometimes you need to really go down to the worst point for you to be like, shit, I need to change. Whatever this I'm doing, I gotta change. So I had that.
Oh my God, me too. There's been tears, there's been breakdowns, there's been like therapy sessions. There's been all of that. And there's still fears. There are still fears, but now I feel I can embrace those fears and say, hi fears, hello friends, welcome to my world, and then move forward with the fears.
still move forward with them. They're always going to be there. I think the idea that fear won't be there, it's not real. We're human beings. We're always going to be scared. But you start to build a muscle for creating safety, I guess. It's also just creating safety for it's okay. It's a trust and it's safe for me to do this. And it's okay. I trust the unfolding. It happens over time, I guess. And that muscle to still do stuff when you're scared, because that's really important. And you can speak on this, Preeti. Like if you want to run a business and you want to sell a course, for example, you want to build a course, sell a business, make your own money. You're going to have to get out of your comfort zone, right? You're going to have to do stuff that's pretty much uncomfortable because you're not used to it. Like the social media stuff or the getting invisible on camera and going live and, you know, that's hard.
Yeah, I have a lot to talk. It took me ages. And I mean, you know this. It took me ages just to get on Instagram stories and start talking about what I'm doing. And recently, I've been doing more lives and connecting with my audience. But it's taken me a while to get to that stage because I had to do a lot of inner work. And now I'm feeling really good about myself. And I've got together my social media strategy and I'm going to be doing more real soon. But when you do start doing that, you breathe a massive sign of relief because you're like, oh, great. Finally, I've done it. It wasn't as hard as I thought it was. So there is resistance. There's a lot of fears. But with a bit of faith, I think when you do overcome them, it's an amazing feeling because you're growing, you're expanding as a person. It's not about the business. It's about you, your personal, your spiritual and your professional growth.
Completely.
Because at the end of the day, I'm not trying to prove anything to myself. I'm just trying to help women who need help. And that's being in service. That's one of my values, to be of service. And my business is giving me that opportunity to fulfill my purpose. It's not
about business.
Yeah.
It's like far deeper. So if you can find something that drives you, that pushes you, that's deeper than just money, business, whatever time, something that really is a service to someone that you're really helping impact and change people's lives. And it's much, you have a driving force that comes, that kind of pulls you forward. It pulls you, the momentum comes more easily when there's meaning attached to the work that you do, where the impact is so important to you that you're willing to go and get uncomfortable just so you can have that impact, right? You are willing to go live on camera and be scared because it's more important for you to connect with those women and help those women than hiding behind closed doors and stuff. Yeah. And I've seen you be doing lives and stuff, and I've seen you doing a lot of stuff now, and you're just on fire. It's just freaking awesome. It's happening. You're doing it. You're doing all the things. And it's not as scary as it seems on the other side of it, right?
Yeah, because it's not about me. It's about
them. It's not about you. It's about them. It's a service. So that's another tip. When you do stuff like going on socials and talking, if you move that, it's about me, oh, what do I look like? People are going to care about my face or how I speak. It has nothing to do with you. Push it back to, who can I serve today? Who can I help today? And then it's like, it's about them. And that takes that ego.
Yes.
Weird vibe. And then it feels a lot better. It feels like much more. Yeah. It takes the pressure off. And at the end of the day, people don't. Yeah. I think we just make it a lot worse in our heads that we think people are going to judge us and mean things and all of this jazz, when really people just want our help and they're so value and appreciated, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to talk a little bit about the niche, because it did take me a little while to discover my niche. But because before DBA, I was teaching every Tom, Dick and Harry. I was teaching children. I was teaching men. I was teaching women. I was working with clients, corporates, the whole shebang. But I was able to niche down, because I think you've got a module on your ideal student avatar that really helped me sort of understand what lights me up, what really empowers me, which part of the community could I work with that really, really genuinely need my help. And it was women in corporate environments, because I was seeing, oh God, they're not speaking up during meetings. They're really holding back. They don't want to speak. And because of that, I was like, okay, this is who I want to help. This is who I am going to help. And this is who I am helping now. And I keep getting amazing feedback on LinkedIn, on WhatsApp messages. By the way, you know, my colleagues are saying that I'm now talking a lot better in English and I sound better and they're just more confident. And I love it. That's your salary. That's why you do it. That's why I do what I do when I get messages like that.
Oh, yes. That becomes the stuff that really feeds your soul, the fulfillment.
Yeah.
It's so cool. In my job, in my online teaching job and stuff, it just wasn't fulfilled. I just felt I wasn't having that deep meaning. The meaning wasn't there. And I think that's the case with a lot of positions of people, where that's why people are often quite miserable, is that that fulfillment and that meaning isn't in that work. Or there's a disconnect. And when you can find that, and you can obviously charge for your services and find an alignment with that, it's magic, right? You can get paid doing something that you love and you can help so many people in the process.
Oh, yes. I've quadrupled my prices now that I'm working for myself. And I'm also working in line with my own values and what I believe in, rather than working against them and for somebody else. And it does come down to your values, what you believe in and how you want to live your life in accordance to those values. And your business will fit into those values, not the other way around.
Absolutely. Totally. I mean, it's amazing. So freaking inspiring. And what would you say in terms of the skills that you've acquired over this journey? What kind of things have you learned to do?
All the things that I never learned at university or anywhere else.
So Important things.
Yeah, before I actually became a teacher, I was working in the corporate world, heading up sales and marketing, but I didn't know anything about digital marketing. Only when I started DBA did I start learning about social media, setting up my funnel. I didn't even know what a funnel was. Setting up my own email address, which, by the way, is quite exciting if you get like stuff like that and, you know, you're not using stuff like that. Setting up my own web page, copywriting, like writing your own stuff, doing, getting friends to take photos of you, you know, all this beautiful magic stuff where you're like an onion and you're just, every time you learn a skill, you're peeling one layer after the other. And then you start thinking, holy guacamole, this is exciting stuff. So I've learned so many skills, I can't even tell you on top of my head. I can't even make a list. There's like a bazillion. And public speaking, by the way, like speaking to camera and connecting to the audience.
Which are huge skills and very strong money-making skills. They make you money. If you have that skill, oh my God, sorted. There's certain skills that if you can build in yourself, you are equipping, you're empowering yourself to be able to generate your own money online, which is hugely empowering.
Absolutely. And you don't have to be an extrovert to be a good public speaker. You can have any personality type. You can be an introvert. You can be an extrovert. You can be timid. You can be outgoing. But everybody can learn these skills and practice over time. And then you will see the results.
Amazing. I'm an introvert. I mean, people think that I'm an extrovert, but I'm straight up an introvert. And you can do this all as an introvert. I know lots of business owners who get in front of audiences and sell and do this and make money. They're actually introverts. And I think there's a misconception. I think people think you need to be this outgoing, want to be on camera. When I started, I freaking hated the camera thing. I got so nervous speaking on camera. It was a huge block. But look how far you can come in a few short years. It's amazing how much you can change in such a short time, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I've made a ton of mistakes as well. But they've been kind of fun making that, because no one knows. You think you've made mistakes. Let's say if you do a live and you're like, oh, I forgot to say this, I forgot to say that. But no one notices anything.
Yeah, you can just make mistakes. You just keep doing it.
You keep doing it over and over again. And also, like, you're not feeling confident that you fake it. I have plenty of alter egos that I tap into. So if my energy is not high on that day, I would tap into an alter ego, another persona. I'll pretend I'm a woman from the south of Italy And so I'll act like a woman from the south of Italy, even though I'm not really feeling like one. And this is what I teach my clients as well when they're communicating in English.
It's brilliant. That's such a cool little thing to do, actually. I love that. I love that. And what's in store for you now? In terms of all the things that you want to do you feel there's just so much opportunity here? Do you feel there's just so much you can do? You've just started. It's just the beginning.
Yeah, there's so much. There's too much, and it's all really exciting. So I am going to launch the course in September. And then I would like to also in the future start a membership. I'm also going to double the prices for my coaching offer. And I would love to absolutely love, and I'm searching for locations in the Amalfi Coast to host face-to-face workshops for women to come together, improve their English communication skills, and just have fun, go on a boat, go around the coast, go for a swim. And
Gosh, that is such a great idea. That sounds so great.
Yeah.
Sign me up. I don't need to practice my English, but sign me up.
And the reason why I want to do that, because I'm doing it myself and it feels so good. And I feel it'll be amazing if women come together, they bring their energy, you know, and
totally. Like that just makes the process so much better. And that little community aspect that you're growing, because you're growing such a cool community online as well. Your Facebook group is filled with lovely ladies from all over. Yeah. And that's magical, hey? There was none of that. And now it's there.
Yeah. And it's real. It's authentic. These connections that you're making online, it's a real deal. I feel the love from them. They feel the love from me. And it's amazing that you can create this kind of vibe online as well, because you feel like you have a second virtual family who basically they're supporting you. And everybody wants you to do well, especially in the DVA community, in the Facebook group. Everybody's really supportive. They want you to do well, and they will go out of their way to help you.
Yeah, the community is magical. It's the little DBA family.
Yeah.
Very, very special family that is growing, you know? Everyone's wonderful. I'm always so thankful of the humans that come into our program. And it's just incredible. When you have a business and you do course creation online and stuff, you get to meet so many freaking cool people. We got to meet each other, Preeti. There's just so many cool human beings that you would never have been able to meet if you didn't get out of your comfort zone to take the leap to do these things. It's so crazy. And I think it's scary. I mean, I know the feeling of investing in mentors. I've always had coaches and mentors. I've had to invest a lot of money in it as myself. I know that feeling of fear and what the F am I doing? Like panic, la, 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 like it's stressful. But on the other side of most of these, well, all of my investments have been such a return. And it's not only just a return. I always say there's like a ripple that you don't even know is going to happen. There's a change that happens that you can't even, it's not just like you make money. It's more than that, right? It's just more than that. So much more. I mean, making money is wonderful, but it's more, it's deeper.
Pure abundance that you can't even describe. Things start to fall in place. Pieces of the jigsaw, things start to fall in place with you, your life, your lifestyle. Even my friend's circle has changed quite a bit because of DBA. Because when I first started DBA, I didn't have anyone in my immediate friend or family circle that was entrepreneurial and they were running their own businesses. And actually, I felt a little bit lonely at the beginning. But because I had DBA, the community, I felt, okay, I have my tribe. I have my entrepreneurial tribe and we all come from similar backgrounds. So we understand each other really well.
Yeah. Awesome. You can't do it in isolation. I feel doing this in isolation is going to be really tough. It takes a village.
Yeah, it does. I tried and it wasn't working. And I felt this is why it's great to stay connected in the DBA community, like send messages, interact with others, share ideas. Have accountability buddies, like I'm on a WhatsApp group with other DBAers and, you know, we're always giving updates on what we're doing and we speak on a monthly basis.
And there's so many little groups that have formed in DBA with little, some meet every Sunday, some have a WhatsApp group, proper friendships. And also the cool thing is there's a lot of alignment in the business stuff. So there's a lot of collaborations as well that are possible, which is really cool to see. I've seen quite a few DBAs collaborating and doing stuff together. And yeah, I think that's pretty amazing. And the cool thing is that it's lifetime. There's no real end to it's just going to keep growing, right? It just keeps getting filled with more humans who are on the same journey. And now we've got these humans that are like ahead and can help the others, like the newbies, which is also really cool as well, because you guys have walked the journey. You know so much more now than what you knew starting out a year and a half ago.
Absolutely.
If you could say something to people around, what would you tell people who are basically in a situation where they are not happy with what they're doing and they have this calling inside? There's this thing in their heart that's saying they want more and they want to start the business. They want to impact people. They want to make their own money. They want to take the leap, but they are scared. What would you say to them?
I was that person. And I would say to them exactly what Louise Hay said, which is feel the fear and do it anyway. Because if I didn't do it, I think right now I would be extremely, extremely frustrated and probably most likely depressed with my life and my lifestyle. So to everybody who's teaching back-to-back hours, And you want to change your lives, you want to start your businesses, you want to make an impact, you want to find your purpose, you want to understand why you're even on this bloody planet. Because I really did. I sat in churches and prayed. I'm like, God, tell me what I'm doing here. Otherwise, there's no point. I can't just keep drinking Aperol Spritz and sitting on a beach. I need more. I need more. And this is why I did DBA, because it gave me that clarity. It gave me that drive. Not just the tools, but also like the energetics. Because Michelle, working with you, you're not just a mentor, you've become a friend, and you've got this, I feel like you're an empath and you have this spiritual side, which you bring to the business, which you bring to DBA, and you share that with everybody. And that's something that I really like, because actually I'm a really sensitive person and I felt like I needed that kind of environment and that vibe. So I would say to everybody who are still not sure about DBA or about starting their own businesses, just go for it. There's nothing to lose. Starting your own business is really the only real way to change your life, to change your family's life, and to experience all the magic that your heart desires. Because when I started DBA, I was quite sick, like physically sick. And I've been working towards my health, my mental health. I've been doing DBA at the same time. I've let go of a lot of old work that no longer served me. I actually mainly just work for myself and another. I'm a contractor for another company doing what I also love. And it's been a journey, but it's the most magical ride of your life, honestly.
I feel like this journey is self-development. It's such a self-discovery.
Yes.
You find who you are in the process. You start unlocking things that you didn't even know was there, right? Yes. It's not just course creation. It's not just making money. It's not just building an online business. It's so much deeper than that.
Yes.
I always talk about that. And I'm always like, this is the most insane journey of self-discovery, where I keep finding more about myself and I keep being able to explore it. And the cool thing is as you evolve as a person, as you discover more as a person, your business evolves with you. It's like you can just morph it into your offerings and morph it into how you want to impact people. And then you have that uniqueness as well. It becomes your own thing. That's your own baby that you can be proud of. It's an amazing thing. And it's just amazing, guys. The interwebs. Thank God for the interwebs, because to get to meet human beings, such aligned people who you get to work with, who you get to help, and the impact that you guys can have in your niches and in your ideas, you can really help someone, and people need your help. People are waiting for you to help them. They're needing your message. They're needing your uniqueness. They're needing your angle, your perspective, your experience, your wisdom. There's just so many human beings that you can help and impact, which is so, it's what keeps us going, right? I guess.
Absolutely.
On this journey of, and freedom, of course, having the freedom to travel around. That's how I started my business. Was I just needed to have that freedom, right? Because I wanted to live between South Africa and the Netherlands, and I want to move around all the time, and I can't stay in one place for like more than 6 months, for heaven's sakes. But then it becomes so much more than that. So it starts with that, but then your purpose and meaning become a lot deeper in the journey.
Yes, definitely.
Sure. I am going to open up the floor to questions. So if you guys have any questions, we haven't been able to tune into these comments, but please swing through questions if you have. Okay, so Valerie asks if you did silver or gold in DBA, but we didn't have tiers of DBA when you joined. There was just one option and it was more of a, it was more gold because I came every week, right? We had those lives every week. Yeah, we had live calls and stuff every week.
And I did a group coaching call with you at the beginning.
Yeah, so it was more gold, but they weren't tiers. But the structure of it was more of like a live, it wasn't just pre-recorded course.
No, it was live, live. It was every week we had the live interactive calls, yeah.
Yeah. So it was gold, Valerie. Okay, Valerie, yes, she asks you, Preeti, how long did it take you to go live on camera? Because she's a bit stressed about the visibility stuff, obviously.
Oh my God, Valerie, I hear you, sister. So it took me a while. I actually only started going live literally a month ago, live on Facebook. I haven't gone live on Instagram yet. And the reason
you've been doing stories yes, for a while.
Stories, I've been doing them for ages, and I kind of love doing stories because if I'm in a cool spot on the beach or hiking up a mountain, I just love getting on camera and sharing what I'm doing and talking about my own language journey as an Italian learner and how it's helping me communicate. So I love jumping on stories and I just love sharing parts of my life. So I've been doing stories for a while, and that's really helped me build up my confidence in order to start going live. And I'm going to keep doing more lives now because I'm kind of enjoying them. It becomes fun.
It definitely becomes fun. I can vouch for that. And I think the best way to start is starting with stories and starting with one picture, a picture of your face, you know, post a picture of your face, and then post a reel with you in it, or you just start small.
Start small.
And each little step, you're exercising that muscle. You're strengthening the muscle.
I took baby steps. I'm still taking baby steps, but I'm taking them in the right direction. So it's happening.
Yeah, at least you're climbing the right ladder, right? You're on the right path for now.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, even if it takes you some time, it's okay. There's no rush. And I'm not the kind of person to leave people in the lurch. If I get a voice note from someone or an email from one of my DBA students from like a year ago, that's just my nature, is I'm still going to help them. Even though the program's 8 weeks, it's not like there, it's done and it's finished and you can never learn again, like it's over. You probably still go into DBA and look at the stuff.
I keep going back to the launch module. I even go back to the mindset module because the mindset works like ongoing is continuous. And you're always there on social media, on Instagram. I've never felt alone or deserted. I know you're there if we need help. Drop a message into Facebook and you respond. That's a really nice part.
Yeah. And even for our silver people, I think people worry that, if I do silver, I'm not going to have any help. But that don't work like that. I would never, ever do that. It's just you don't have the group coaching sessions, right? So if you have questions, you still drop them in the Facebook group. We've got a whole community of people who can help, and me included. It's just the group coaching isn't there. So that's the only piece of the puzzle. I have another question for you, Preeti. It says, Preeti, thank you so much for being here and sharing your story. Could you please walk us through how your pricing has evolved from the first time you launched to last launch. Well, you haven't exactly launched, but since you've been raising your prices and stuff, how long between each price increase? Like, how do you work that out?
Well, actually, I don't work it out. If I'm feeling, and I'm going to be honest, my prices have increased because my confidence has increased in myself and my abilities and in what I'm doing. And I didn't go searching around what the market is charging or what the competition is doing. I really don't believe in competition, even with myself. I believe in collaboration. So my prices have evolved because I've evolved as a woman and as an individual. And now I'm going to launch a course, a 6-week course for $497. I went from 10 weeks to 6 weeks because I felt like that's what aligns with me. That's what sits with me better. And I've already pre-sold one spot and I haven't even started marketing. So your prices, honestly, are based on your confidence and your ability to deliver the service that you want to deliver. So your price is really what you think it is.
Exactly. Yes. So, I mean, when you're starting out, look at the market, identify what the vibe is to get an idea. But really, when your confidence grows, your price is going to go straight up. We all start from somewhere, and you have to have your belief behind your price. I always say, where's your energy behind that price? If your energy isn't behind the price, people are going to see that. They're going to feel that. People can feel that. Yeah. If you have confidence behind your price, you are going to sell with ease because you believe in it. You believe in how you can help those people.
Yeah, you have to get behind your price. So let me just give you a very quick example. So when I was teaching as a business English coach online, one-to-one sessions, I was working for a company. I was being paid 20 euros, 25 euros. When I started DBA and I got private clients, I immediately hiked my prices to 100 euros. And now with the course launches, I don't know how much it works out per hour, but it's going to probably be a lot higher.
It'll be higher.
I will double my prices again because I feel I can and I will. And why not? Because the work we're doing, let's be honest, is priceless.
Yeah.
Price on the work that you're doing if you're really making that difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And it takes some time to get to the point where you feel that confidence, where you really, really sink into shit. I am freaking good at this. I am changing people's lives. I'm really helping people. It takes time to get there. Like, you don't start there. If you don't feel that now, don't panic. We all have to start somewhere, right? Yeah.
It took me time to get to there. I had to do a lot of inner work on self-worth and my perception of myself. And I like to meditate. So I meditated a lot on this and it was quite a spiritual journey. And then I started to untangle my limiting beliefs and what I really think of myself and what's true and what isn't true. So doing that mindset work at the beginning and throughout the journey really, really helps in terms of your self-worth, your confidence, which does reflect your pricing.
Yeah, totally. They're completely linked. I've seen people sell $70,000 products with utmost confidence and just such certainty in it that it sells. It's a done deal. There's a buyer at every price point. There's people out there that will purchase your programs. It's just you believing in yourself. And I think this is important. Belief. Just start believing in yourself. Just start believing more in yourself and your world will change. Yeah. In all areas of life. Yeah. Even if you're in a job, if you start coming with more belief and like, I'm good at this. This is what I'm worth. You can say, give me a promotion. This is what I'm worth. You can bring this confidence into all areas of your life, basically.
Absolutely.
I have another question for you. Preeti, do you ever feel bad that some people cannot afford your course, regardless of how much it might be worth, not wanting to shut others out? It's also their belief system growth, perhaps.
That is a really good question. I'm going to be honest. Maybe at the beginning of the journey, I would have felt bad because as a teacher, our first desire is to help and help as many people as possible. But now I'm in a position where I feel like, okay, how can I cater to that part of the market? So maybe launching another offer that they can afford. So for example, I've launched something called Voxer Coaching for the summer, and the price is €222. So that kind of package would be ideal for people who wouldn't be able to invest in my course. So
yeah,
the answer to your question is no, I don't feel bad, but I do try to find a way to help them. If it's through a product or just giving them, like, I get messages all the time on Instagram. So I try to help people with advice. I even put them in touch with other teachers, other people that could help them, who basically are compatible with their price range.
Yes. Yes. So the guilt needs to go. The guilt of selling your stuff needs to go. And you can create, firstly, when you create an online business, you typically do create free resources and free content that people can consume all the time. And you go live and you give help for free. And you do a lot of free stuff, actually, that people can consume. And yeah, you can have a, yeah, you can have a light version of that program or something, or an offer that's suited for that person. But when it comes to the other things, you know, yeah, you've got to charge what it's worth. And the other thing is that we tend to forget is that human beings can save money. You know, they can save if they want to do something. Like, a lot of times I've saved money to be able to invest in the coaches that I've wanted to work with. Yeah. I'm consciously saying I'm taking 10% of my income and I'm saving it for my development, my skills, my mindset, the inner work. And I think we forget, people just, if they can't afford it, that's it. No, we can all consciously save money, even if it's a little bit, and even if it takes like 6 months of that little bit, and work with you later as well. So the idea of giving your stuff for free and dropping prices, it doesn't serve you in a business, because you're not going to be able to function anymore. You're not going to be able to help people. You've got to fill up your cup for it to flow into other people's lives and to impact. You actually have to set decent prices for that.
Absolutely. And you're not going to feel good about undercharging. If you drop your prices to help people who can't afford high prices, at the end, you're not going to feel good about it yourself. And if you don't feel good, you're not going to feel good delivering the course.
Yeah, because then you're just in resentment.
Yes.
You're just in resentment. And that's not the energy you want. That's the energy you have in your job, which that you're not happy in. You're in resentment because your workload is not reflected in the price point. Mm. And you need to honor that energy exchange, because you are delivering a service or product. You don't go to a shop and buy dresses for free, and you don't haggle with the shop owner and say, give me that dress for cheaper. That's the price of the dress. If you can't afford it, you go for another dress. So you don't want to be in resentment. You want to have that energy exchange feeling good to you. So you're giving and you're receiving, and there's this clean energy between it. Yeah. I've been in resentment. I sold my first course for $129, and it was a lot of work, because we're going to over-deliver, okay? We're going to over-deliver. That's who we are. We're educators, and we also want to impact people. And I remember being so resentful about how much I was over-delivering and how little I was getting in return for it. And then it just sours the experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally. That is true. I've experienced that feeling of resentment of being underpaid. Yes. And when you're in your own position, don't perpetuate that same. And it's common. We will perpetuate the same story. We keep repeating the same patterns. That's where we have to do the inner work, right? To break those things, to start creating awareness around it and breaking those patterns. And it doesn't happen overnight, but it's a journey worth starting. It's a journey worth doing. Because it will ripple into your life in a lot of beautiful ways when you can find that self-worth and confidence and courage, and you're going after the thing you want, right? It's magical. I have to run. I'll check out the rest of the recording. Thank you so much, Preeti and Michelle. Awesome.
Yeah.
Guys, it looks like we haven't got any more questions. So it looks like we are Good to go. Preeti, can you tell everyone where they can find you on like the socials?
Yes. So you can find me on Instagram at my account. I'm just going to write it into the chat, which is called Empower Her English. And I'm also on Facebook. I would love to connect with you guys, and you guys can see what I'm doing, how I'm building an online audience, and what I'm doing on stories. And I'm really happy to carry on talking to you guys even after this call if you have any questions. And I just wanted to say something about the point you mentioned about pricing and charging what you're worth. Like, I had to keep going back to my why I started the business, why I'm on this journey. And one of the reasons was, it was to make more money. It was to increase my income so I could live the lifestyle that I want for myself, for my family, for my friends.
Yeah.
So if you have a strong life-changing why, that's really going to help anchor you and give you the confidence to charge what you want to charge, not what you think you should charge.
Yeah, absolutely. That is exactly it. You're starting this journey so you can increase your income. So why undercut yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're your own boss. Give yourself a raise. Like, give yourself the money you deserve. Yeah, you are your boss.
Give yourself days off. I give myself days off, guilt-free. I spend all day at the beach or my friend's boat and I'm not working. And guess what? I've still got like money coming in.
Yes. Yes. Magic. It's so magic. Oh, I love it all so much. It's so, and I hope this has inspired you. These conversations are my absolute favorite. Thank you, Preeti, for being here. Thank you for helping chat to everyone. And hopefully it inspired some of you guys as well. Just seeing someone who's, you know, turned her life around and gone from this to that in such a short space of time. I know I have myself, but sometimes they need to see other human beings who have done it. Thanks, Preeti. You are an angel. Thank you for being here, and we'll keep in touch. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for inviting me. This was so exciting.
I know. It was so much fun. And I'll chat to you soon. Alrighty.
I'll chat to you soon.
Everyone says thank you. Inspiring. Yay. Bye, guys.
Lots of love.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you're wanting to get mentorship from me in your online business or your course launch, then the best, most comprehensive and supportive place for you to get that is inside my signature business program, the DigiTeachers Biz Academy. This is an all-in-one business program that gives you the strategy, the tools, the how-to, the mindset, the community support, and the mentorship from me in launching your course and growing your business. Pop yourself on the waitlist and you'll hear when it opens for enrollment again. I appreciate you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go create a business and life you love.